Hot 107 WIRX. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
You ready to go? What are you doing? What are you giving me the hurry up sign for?
Yeah, let's come on, because you weren't going live
on
the screen.
It takes a little while to go. Don't you give me the hurry up finger. I won't.
You know,
I got a place.
Wrap it up.
I got a place for this finger on you, buddy boy. Yeah, think about that.
I call that the Cutler.
Yeah.
There's a gif out there of Cutler. And he's like, he's doing that. But then he goes to the shotgun sign and he's like, should we doing shotgun? And you can just tell on his face, like he is just, I don't want to be here.
Do you think,
are we doing shotgun? All right.
Do you think Cutler would have done better on a different team?
Yes. 100%.
If he wasn't.
I'm sorry. I'm a Chicago fan. I love the Bears. But let's be honest. Bears fans know. I don't think I'm offending anybody here.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the Bears and. I mean, anybody, I feel like. They just have a curse.
Yeah.
Are they going to Arlington?
Yeah. Oh, no. They're definitely moving. I don't know when, but it's going through.
Maybe maybe that will break whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a good team. They've had phenomenal defenses.
I just don't.
Now it's kind of switched. Now their offense is kind of turning it up a little bit, but then at times you're like, oh, boy.
It's just they can't seem to get everything to click all at once. Now, don't get me wrong, all right? I know, and believe me, Bears fans, as a Packer fan, I'm sure I got some really dark days ahead of me, and you guys might be doing well.
Oh, yeah, you got some dark days, boy.
Rough.
Better be careful what you say.
William said the Bears suck worse than my Raiders. Well, yeah, now that you guys got rid of old boy, the Dracula, you got rid of Dracula.
All right, question. What's it? Who's riding higher right now? Bears fans or Lions fans? Or who's more confident right now?
Lions fans.
Lions fans?
I think so. Yeah.
Just because of what happened last season?
They had a good run, and then they knocked the Packers out of playoff contention. The only reason they didn't go is because the one team lost. Who was it? The team that lost.
Who was it?
Can't remember. But, like, the team they needed to win, and then if they beat the Packers, they were in. And they did their part. They beat the Packers. And in that, also kept the Packers from getting to the playoffs. Wild, dude.
All right, because there's a lot of them around probably listening right now. Lions, Bears fans. Now, just imagine being like a natural Kansas City fan where you go into every game, you're like, we're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think, well, you're going to start getting that feeling too here coming up.
Yeah.
Going into games being like, we're just watching, we're hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine being a Kansas City fan.
You know what bothers me about
it? Like, every game, you're like, yeah, it's like 80%.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
Feeling good. That's what bothers me about.
It's
going
to be a good Sunday, every Sunday.
That's what bothers me about Kansas City right now is there's a lot of people I know that didn't say boo about Kansas City before Mahomes got there. Now they're like,
and then all of a sudden.
Well, I've been
is
a
your
Kansas.
Wife one of them? Is
no,
your wife
she's
one of them?
Actually been a fan, and it was fun for a while. It was.
I feel like you're trying to get laid.
No, I don't know. It was fun for a while because we would just always smoke her when they had what's his face. I can't even remember his name. Not Alex Smith. Was it Alex Smith?
It was Alex Smith.
But the craziest thing ever happened. The first time I took her to Wisconsin, right? The very first time. It was during the holidays. The Packers were undefeated that season. This was, what year is it? 2016? Yeah, it was 2016. 2016 going into the 2017 season, right? No, I'm sorry. 2010.
That doesn't matter.
Either way, Packers were undefeated. They had one team left. The team they had to play the last game of the season was the 0-15 Kansas City Chiefs. Kiki's there. She's with the family. All of us are rooting on the Packers. We're like, Kiki. This is going to be a gimme. Yeah. The Chiefs ended up beating the Packers that game while my wife, for the first time, was hanging out with my Wisconsin family. She got some dirty looks from some uncles. I'm not going to lie. Yep.
You know what she can say to you? Holding on to the past, aren't you? Because look at us now.
Look at us now. That's all right. It's easy now. The league's a lot easier. Mahomes has got it easy. So he can't even hit
some of the things he says.
He can't even hit the quarterback anymore. It's Bush League.
All right. What is it, 7-on-7? Of course you're going to win.
Might as well put flags on the quarterback. Ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, how do we get into this?
Oh,
you're doing the Cutler. You're doing
Hey, come on. Hey.
I got a cigarette that's burning, all right? Let's wrap this up, okay?
You know? Hey, real quick, though, before we get to what we're getting to, can I give a shout-out real quick?
Yeah.
I got to give a shout-out to my brother. My brother,
Siege!
You know, I'm proud of you, CJ. And big news yesterday, CJ is going to be working at Pipestone Creek, man. One of our favorite golf courses we go to all the time.
Hold on a sec. Did you force your brother to get a job at Pipestone so you get more benefits over at the golf?
Fortunately, he loves golf. He loves golf more than I love golf. Yeah. I love golf because of him.
Yep.
I live vicariously through this guy.
Yeah.
And he got a job, man, at Pipestone yesterday. And I'm pumped.
Yeah. So
congratulations, brother.
Look, CJ, congratulations, my friend. Love you, buddy. Awesome work.
You got a real job.
Don't give Hunter any employee benefits, all right? You don't give him the friends and employee. He doesn't get employee pricing, all right?
Come on, man.
No. You don't give Hunter anything, all right?
Please
nothing.
Stop that.
CJ,
I'm
are you
sorry
listening?
I gave him a shout out. Shut up, Brock.
CJ, you listen closely. You know what? You charge him more, okay? You charge Hunter more when he goes
shut
in there.
Shut up, all right? You're ruining my plan.
My day. Anyway. awesome news. Awesome. Congratulations,
is,
CJ.
Man,
got
really
a new
is.
Job. And Pipestone, we love it. We're going to be there on the 20th of May for our subpar classic.
We might be working it.
Better be. And you know what, CJ? Give Hunter give him like dirty balls that you find. Like, don't even give him the crappy cart. Give him the one bad cart there. Actually, there is no bad carts there. They got new ones. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
New fresh cards for sure.
All right. Well, good. I think we got everything covered now. We got to keep things moving. Oh, real quick, don't forget, join us on our stream. We already got William on there. Zarkathius is happy that it's 420. Your sister's on there. Scott's on there. Everyone's ready to go. So
and my sister's on there?
Yeah, Nikki.
Oh, yeah. Nikki's starting to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been sliding into my DMs. I'm like, all right, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, come on. Don't give this guy any ideas.
I got a show to do here, Nikki. Calm down, all right? And then also, real quick, too, before we get to Morning Dub, William said Hunter stole my grandpa's hat.
Hey, why don't you shut up, all right? It's a green hat, which is appropriate for today, and it's flannel. It's okay, it might be a little grandpa, all right?
Was the Scotsman
don't be jealous.
Was the Scotsman jealous when you stole that from him? Hey,
shut up. I made it out of a kilt, all right?
Groundskeeper Willie's pissed you got his hat, all right?
Don't make me tear my shirt off. Shut up. Why don't you shut up?
Right? Oh, I love
what
it.
What is this? Pick on me? Then,
you know what? You did take it on the chin today. You did. I apologize.
All of
you
guys.
Rotten bastard. All right.
Let's mean chokehold, just saying.
Let's keep her moving here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah.
Pump it.
Well, after a long day, some people treat themselves to some chocolate. Others opt for a craft beer. And since it's 420, man, people in some areas may unwind with a little cannabis, a little Chiba, a little of that sticky Iggy, the devil's lettuce. And that's becoming more common. As marijuana laws are changing around the country, Americans spent $30 billion on legal weed products last year alone.
$30 billion. Wow. And it took us how long? When did it become legal? 2018?
2019? Here it was 2017. But when did Denver? When did Denver begin?
It was a few years before
2016,
that, for sure.
2015. I don't know. Yeah. But, dude,
how does it take us so long? It's so $30 billion,
that's
ladies
and
gentlemen.
That's a lot of money on weed, man.
What? I mean.
Dude, that was more. That was more than we spent on chocolate and craft beer combined.
That's insane.
Yep.
And craft beer is huge. Mm-hmm. Breweries popping up everywhere. Wow, $30 billion, Brock.
I want to get high.
You know how many closet smokers that is before 2018?
Yep.
How many? $30 billion. Wow.
nuts, man. And not to mention, you know what? That's a trickle-down effect, too, because think about all of the, and you may sound like, oh, I'm just having fun with this, but think about the numbers now for food, like munchies and everything. I bet you that's boosted sales across the board. Yeah. Ice cream sales through the roof.
I mean, you're probably not wrong. It probably
DiGiorno pizza. DiGiorno pizza just skyrocketed. The stock went up, man.
Right. The home run pizzas really hit a home run, you know.
Jack's pizza, more like jackpot pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy,
no, they
man.
They jacked the prices up on those. I don't like it.
Man, these Jack pizzas are too much, man. Come on.
They're $4 now. They used to be like $2, yeah. Weren't they?
You can still get the great value Walmart brand for like $1.50, I think, or something like that. But
jeez. Cardboard and cheese.
Yeah, cardboard and cheese. You got to add extra cheese and sauce to it.
I always do.
Dude, wild. $30 billion.
Wow.
I want to get high.
I wonder what just today will be. Like national sales of legal marijuana just on 420.
How much do
people coming out of the woodworks?
People spend on weed during 420. Google, give me an answer.
Average. You know what? If you think about it, most places it's like half off. Most of the places were, you know, I'm not saying that's what it is today, but there's deals everywhere today. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Average marijuana consumers will spend $146 to celebrate 420 this year. And over one third will skip work. Yes.
Or not make it.
Yeah. Sorry, boss. I got that anal glaucoma on 420. I don't see my ass coming into work today, man.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you like that?
Pretty quick. Not I'll bad. Give that to you.
Not bad. But, yeah, I mean, $146. So round up to 150 times how many? It's wild, dude. It's wild. And you've brought this up before, and it is crazy to think about because remember how hard it was to get weed back in the day? Hell, we used to have programs to keep us off of the weed, off of the dope, man. And now it's everywhere. It's just so wild.
Over the river, through the woods, to Daryl's house we go. And it was a trek, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I mean, you would
dangerous.
You would go to strangers' houses, people you did not know, to get an illegal substance, all right?
Sometimes you'd sit around for like 8 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
Sitting around the table.
What?
How about this? You'd sit right. Rotation! Right next. Oh!
I wouldn't know. I was too busy.
I'm the last one in line.
I was too busy studying and not getting high.
Oh, were you? Yeah, well, that sucks because you got bad grades still. You wasted your time.
Are you stoned, son? No, Dad, I swear. I'm just dumb. I'm just stupid. I'm just so stupid. Hey, you might as well go smoke with your friends, you dummy.
You know? All right. Hey, thanks. At least you don't have, when I laugh, or just my eyes naturally. I got squinty eyes.
Yeah.
But people think I'm stoned?
There are times.
I swear I am not.
When you take
just
photos.
The way my eyes are.
When you take photos and you smile, everyone's like, is Hunter high right now?
All the time? I just the way I look. I'm sorry. I swear I'm not. You look like.
You're stoned right now. You're stoned out of your gourd right now. Unbelievable.
I could have like the Jim Brewer look.
Oh, that where I don't even know how you. Like, how do you do that? Like,
naturally looks like he is just blitzed.
Those eyelids are just down. Like, I don't even know how he sees, man. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so a lot of money on weed. A lot of money on weed.
$30 billion worth.
This is actually kind of an interesting story. Moving on from that, and it goes hand in hand with 420 and munchies. Nuke it on the go. And now for new kitchen appliances you've never thought you needed. Japanese power tool maker Makita. Is it Makita? Makita. Anyway, they have created something that will come in handy next time you're at the beach, park, campground, or on the road and you need to heat up that burrito. It's a cordless battery-operated microwave oven. It's the first of its kind. It's powered by two rechargeable batteries and delivers 500 watts of power for up to 8 minutes. About the size of a large lunchbox and weighs just under 20 pounds. It also comes with a strap so you can carry. You could make a frozen burrito, all right?
On the beach.
On the beach.
Wow.
That's wild, man.
So what kind of batteries? Just like
It just says two big rechargeable batteries.
Oh, so lithium ion.
Yeah, they got to be lithium ion. Yeah, lithium ion.
Dude, lithium ion changed a lot. It really did when it.
But yeah,
they made that switch.
500 watts for 8 minutes. So if you run that thing juiced up, which 500 watts is low. I think the smallest house one that they sell is like 750 watts, but still 500 watts for 8 minutes. Hey, you're
it'll do the job. As long as it does the job, yeah. Who cares?
And most things nowadays, like a thing of SpaghettiOs, that's a minute 45. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That thing's going to burn my house down if I buy it. I'm telling you, I'll be the first one.
First one to try it out.
What happened? He left it on for 9 minutes. He left it on for 9 minutes and the thing
just exploded. Boom. He forgot to take the tinfoil cover off of it. That's what off of the.
Stuck a fork in it. Why'd you do that?
Boom!
I was trying to get the burrito out. I don't know. I didn't know.
I don't know what happened.
You know, that's pretty cool though. You know what? It's a techie gadget, and I'm into that kind of stuff. And you know what? If I can cook my burrito on the go, you don't have to sit in the gas station and wait for the microwave to ding.
The problem though, the burrito's still going to be frozen in the middle. It's going to be hot on the outside. You know what? Actually, look, I do appreciate this, and I'm not taking anything away from it, but instead of making a mobile microwave, why don't we figure out how to first cook a frozen burrito evenly? All right?
Figure that out.
Yeah. How about that?
Maybe you need to put it in one of those sleeves, like a hot pocket.
Maybe
that's the problem.
That's garbage. Those sleeves are garbage, all right? They don't do anything.
Doesn't do anything. What is that doing?
Doesn't do anything, okay? It just tricks you into thinking that, this is cooked. Then you get to the middle. That little piece of pepperoni is still frozen, rock hard. And you're like, well, I'm already halfway through the burrito. I might as well finish it, okay?
Halfway through, I'm like, I don't think I should be eating this. I'm not sure if this is food.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long was this sitting at the gas station?
Long time.
Check the expiration date. Ooh.
That's what they do, though, on those frozen burritos. They don't even put expiration dates on there. Because if you're desperate enough to eat a frozen burrito from a gas station... Right. You don't care about that kind of thing.
This one's got a buy one, get one for E.T. the movie. Is there a new E.T. movie that came out? No? Oh, boy.
This one has one of those where if you show the rapper at the movie theater, you get a free thing of popcorn.
When did E.T. come out?
Ooh. I'm still going to get it. I'm still going to get it.
I'm going to finish
it. I'm hungry enough. It's that triple XL beef and bean burrito there. It's delicious, man.
Some of them are like your arm.
Dude, it's insane. Know? Like the quadruple XL extreme cheesy spicy beef and cheese.
Did you bring your backpack with you? Because we're going to need your backpack.
I'm going to put it in there. Yeah, we'll have to move the diapers that I also brought along with me after eating this thing.
It's too much.
Too much. Too much.
We saw a pixie stick at the gas station the other day. It was like 9 foot tall.
Oh, it's the big long one. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's sugar.
Give that to a toddler.
That is a year's worth of sugar. Oh, my God.
You poke a hole in the
for days.
You poke a hole in the bottom, you shotgun that.
Just take that whole thing. Tasmanian devil. Blah, 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 blah.
Then your heart explodes like cocaine bear. Anyway. All right. Well, I think we covered everything and nothing all at the same time. I think that was a perfect Pot 107 WIRX morning dump. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock